Star 99 is proud to present this coverage of sports. This game can also be heard anywhere around the world at drgnews.com. It's time for the pregame. Here's Andy Shue.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mobridge Pollock High School. Tonight, it's the boys taking center court against the Stanley County Buffaloes. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Tonight's Keys to Success is brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. Also, the starting lineup is brought to you by Gas and Goodies. Big Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Tip-off tonight brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Timeouts tonight are going to be brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Tonight's in-game sponsors, McClellan Swanson Dental Office, Great Western Bank, also West River Telecommunications, Waihi Car Wash, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heil, and the Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Halftime tonight brought to you by Cahill Bauer and Associates, and the player of the game tonight brought to you by Merkel's Foods. The scoreboard all night long brought to you by Vision Care Associates, and tonight's video sports sponsors are Key Insurance, Riverside Home Furnishings, and Sitting Bull College. And so with that in mind, let's go ahead and meet the officials tonight. Again, the officials, the Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Let's hear from them, and then we'll come back and we'll tell you all about the officials right here on Star 99.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities, and the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Tonight's officials are Scott Cadis, Mike Miller, and Perry Smith. Three of the best around, picked by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And both teams are out on the floor right now warming up. We had a chance to sit down with both coaches and talk about strategies for tonight's game. And so with that in mind, let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll have our interviews brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand right here on Star 99.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
When looking for dental care, trust the team at McClellan Swanson Dental to take care of your entire family's dental needs. Whether it's a checkup, whitening, or cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Mark McClellan and Dr. Tom Swanson can make sure your dental work is done efficiently and affordable at McClellan Swanson Dental. To learn more about our facility or schedule an appointment, give us a call at 845-7222 at McClellan Swanson Dental. Here for all of your family's dental needs.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to start our pregame with Coach Foth from Stanley County. And, Coach, this is an important part of the season. Right now, everything's gearing towards the postseason, and you want your team playing in its best, highest potential right now. How are you guys feeling?
You know, we're feeling a little bit better after that second half we played against Wall. You know, I felt like we really kind of put things together offensively and played really well defensively. You know, I think over the course of the season, we played some really good defense, which has kept us in a lot of games. And we're still trying to find that identity on the offensive end and find that consistency there. So, like you said, we're at the end of the season here. We have to hopefully be peaking at the right time and look to be playing our best basketball.
you know, I see you guys on paper, and you've got a lot of similar attributes as Mobridge Pollock. This could be a really good matchup. You got some bigs. You've got some nice size in the middle. Then you've got some good, fast guards. Do you think this is going to be an up-tempo game?
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, if TJ has his way, we'll be running up and down like a track meet. So hopefully we're not as deep as we've been in the past, you know, with some injuries and some other things. So we'll try to control the tempo a little bit. But, you know, I look forward to be a very competitive game, and hopefully we can play our best basketball tonight.
You know, in this part of the season, you want to limit the turnovers and make sure that you're taking care of the ball. Do you think turnovers is going to be a factor?
Absolutely. You know, that's one nice thing that's about our team. You know, we're a very senior-laden team. A lot of these kids have been starting for 2 and 3 years, so we do a nice job of taking care of the basketball. That's what's helped us have as good a record as we have right now. We've done a nice job of that, and hopefully that continues tonight.
So last question, one key that you can think of to get the victory here tonight.
I think the biggest thing for us is consistency. You know, we've had these games where we've had 3 and 4 minute stretches where we didn't get a basket. And, you know, against good teams, you can't do that. So I'm looking for more consistency out of our offense tonight, and hopefully our defense will continue to carry us like it has for most of the year.
All right, Coach. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 30 seconds, Star 99.
Dad, at college we learned that every good business has a mission statement. Does Jensen Rock & Sand have one?
Of course we do. Our mission statement is to provide quality products and services, exceed our customers' expectations, and create a good working environment for our employees.
Wow, that's exactly what we do. I guess having a mission statement isn't important as actually doing what you say.
Grace, you're so smart.
I get it from you, Dad.
For your commercial, agriculture, and residential construction projects, call Jensen Rock & Sand of Mulridge, Aberdeen, Eagle Butte, Gettysburg, Carlton, or Fort Yates.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to talk to Coach Knutson now. And, Coach, a big bounce-back win against Sisseton. Long trip. You go down there. You play like champs. And now we've got Stanley County. And this is kind of a rivalry game, and I don't know why. Fort Pierre and Mobridge, I think that's always been kind of a rivalry. So your boys ought to be pretty jacked up for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. They have always looked forward to our opponents that we played multiple times. You know, we played them twice last year. And I think – throughout the years of playing football, well, we haven't recently, but over the course of our seniors and juniors' lives, they've played them quite a bit, and it is a rivalry. Yeah.
So as far as motivation, there probably isn't, you know, a reason to give a big rah-rah speech. They're going to be fired up for this one. X's and O's of it. What do you see in Stanley County? What are you going to try to attack?
Well, you know, it's our home gym, so we want to get some open shots up early. We want to have clean looks at the rim. And besides that, we want to run a few of our sets into motion, so that way we're not running a play to run the play. We're running a play to score the most and the easiest basket available. So.
And, of course, you think about this time of the year, you're getting towards the end of the season. You want your team playing at its highest level. How would you evaluate the team right now?
Well, you know, we are having a few guys sick here and there, and there has been some times where mental focus hasn't been there in the last week. But, the boys had a very good mental focus before the last game in Sisseton. And I'm looking forward to their focus tonight in the locker room and making things short and sweet so we can stay on time and on task and just play fast and have fun.
It must be nice to have Michael Wald back. I mean, he really made an impact on last night's game, the way he was shooting the three. Anytime you can add a player like that to your bench, I mean, that's got to be a nice feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. He's excited. The kids are excited. And it was fun watching our players trying to get him the ball in Sisseton last night, because everybody knew he was going to make it if he got the ball and open look. So it was an exciting game, and really when it came down to the end there, we made free throws, and that's kind of the first time we were 100% there in the fourth quarter, and it feels good.
Yeah, well, tell you what, good luck tonight. It all begins again with tonight's game as we progress towards the end of the season. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Back in 2 minutes right here. This is Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Winter weather is hard on your paint and underbody of your vehicle. At Oahe Car Wash in Mulbridge, we want to help you take care of your vehicle with our new automatic car wash bays on West Grand Crossing. Choose from our touchless or soft touch wash to make your vehicle look great both underneath and outside. Keeping your car clean helps prolong the value too. Oahe Car Wash is proud to sponsor the sports broadcast and grateful we can serve you.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant, and if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Luthick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine, and for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome back here. Well, the Mulbridge Pollock Pep Band is entertaining the crowd, and it's a nice crowd here tonight. Still room for more if you're interested in coming on up and rooting on your favorite team. Tell you what, we have a lot of excitement right now as we get towards the end of the season. Everybody's checking the internet out to see where the seed points are needed and where they're going to come from and where you're going to be sitting in each and every time you play. It's an important game. So tonight, I imagine Coach Knutson is very excited about getting out early and getting into some kind of rhythm and getting the game going there tonight. And same for Stanley County. Stanley County coming up from Fort Pierre. It's one of those weird matchups because Thursday the girls will be at Fort Pierre, and we'll be right there with the Star 99 microphone as well. We have a little bit of business to take care of. We're going to meet your starting lineups. We're going to take a minute and a half, 90 seconds, and we'll come back with your guess and goodies of Mulbridge starting lineups right here on Star 99.
Great Western Bank in Mulbridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way. From everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mulbridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Matson, remember, you've got a dental appointment after school today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sure glad I go to the McClellan Swanson Dental. I have friends that hate to go to the dentist.
Why do you like them?
When I go, they're so nice, so I'm not scared at all. They tell me what they're doing, so I feel very comfortable. If your kids need a dental checkup, call my friends at McClellan Swanson Dental in Mulbridge. They're the best dentists around.
Where are you going? Stop! You're practically on E. You don't just roll by gas and goodies to Mulbridge. Are you crazy? You fill us up, and I'll be right back. This is why you stop. Fresh homemade pizza by the slice, ice-cold beverages, and I couldn't pass up the caramel rolls for the morning.
They have all that?
And more. Propane fills, lottery room, ATM. I've been stopping at Gas and Goodies in Mulbridge for years. Never just drive by. Whew.
Well, welcome back here. Thanks to Gas and Goodies. Our partnership has been a great one with Gas and Goodies, and they bring you the starting lineups today. The Buffaloes from Stanley County are going to be the visitors on the scoreboard, and they come in 12-5 on the season under the direction of Max Foth. They start out this way, out of forward, a senior at 6'1", wearing number 1, Lathan Prince. The other starting forward is a senior at 6'2", wearing number 2. It's Cormac Duffy. In the middle, the senior at 6'5", wearing number 31, Strand Scott. And then the two guards, the senior at 5'10", wearing number 5, Gavin Irving, and senior at 5'11", wearing number 12. That's Jason Teets. And there you go. TJ Knudsen, 8-6 with the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, home team on the scoreboard. And they start out like this. At a forward, a senior at 6', wearing number 45, Ashton Fitzer. The other starting forward is a senior at 5'11", wearing number 22, Trent Schmeichel. In the middle tonight, Kayla McCollum is out with the sickness. So it's going to be number 5, the sophomore at 6'3", wearing number 5, Thane Behealer. The two guards tonight, a freshman at 5'10", wearing number 4, Jackson Eisman. And the senior at 5'11", wearing number 2, Brady Bauer. There is your starting lineups as public address gets ready. And they will start with the introduction of the cheerleaders and then the players. And right now they're interviewing, or they're introducing the Buffaloes. And Stanley County comes out in their away purple with gold trim and white lettering. Of course, Mobridge Pollock tonight, they are in the home white, black trim, black lettering, and a little bit of orange fringe. And, well, how about this? It looks like we've got a big choir coming out. It looks like maybe the grade school kids are going to come out and sing the national anthem for us. And, boy, I tell you what, that's encouraging right there. There are a lot of members of this choir. Thane Behealer getting the start tonight for Mobridge Pollock. And I know that he is excited as anybody in this gym right now to be out there. And so with that in mind, we're going to take it back to the studio. We'll take a three-minute break, and we'll be right back. Let's take 2 minutes. Let's take 2 minutes. We'll have your MDU tip-off in 2 minutes right here on Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Ooh, Herbie, you look so handsome.
It's because my owner takes me to the Oahe Car Wash and makes me look great.
And you do. My owner washes me himself in the driveway.
You should take your owner to the Oahe Car Wash. He won't have to drag around hoses, soap, or nothing. All he has to do is slide his debit card or put in cash, and it'll take half the time.
Whether you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy and like to wash your car yourself, or prefer the convenience of an automated car wash, Oahe Car Wash is here to serve you.
I can't wait to see you.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, In the Community to Serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Well, here we go. Both teams meet at the center circle and exchange fist bumps and good lucks. And Thane Behealer will be jumping, and Strand Scott will be right there across from him. And jump is about ready to come into play, and the ball is going to be controlled by the Buffaloes. Prince with the dribble, crosses the time stripe. He'll look into the left side, give it off there, and it's going to be Teets. Teets back up top now, getting it out to Duffy. Duffy back to Teets. Now over the right side, it's Irving. Irving inside, it goes, and back out. Cormac Duffy will give it off to Prince. Prince on the dribble, Almost loses the handle there. Picks it up. Gives it back over the right side to Teets. Teets goes through the middle of the paint. His shot. No, it's going to be blocked and knocked out of bounds. 7 seconds on the shot clock. And it's going to be Stanley County inbounding, and they're going to inbound just to the left of underneath their own basket. Duffy will set it up. Comes into Prince. Prince pulls the trigger, three-pointer on the way. Boom, right there. And Lathan Prince puts the Buffaloes up 3-0 early on, 7:22 left here in the first period. Here come the Tigers. It's going to be Bauer. Bauer working against a double team up front. Now give it off to Schmeichel. Schmeichel on the dribble drive. Back out to Eisman. Eisman in the corner. Here's a three on the way. Right there. Boom! Ashton Fitzer. We're tied at 3. 7:02 left here in the first period. Here comes Stanley County on the attack. Prince, give it off to Duffy. Duffy goes on the baseline drive. Has to bring it back out. Cut off. Back over to Prince. Now Prince will go baseline. Goes all the way up to the top of the key to Duffy. Now left side outside. It's Teets. Teets on the dribble a couple of times. Give it off to Irving. Irving goes on the penetration, back out, and Duffy. Duffy handed it off to Prince. Prince throws up the three-pointer. It's off the back edge. No good. Fitzer right there with the rebound, and the Tigers go back on the attack. Fitzer brings it all the way to the top of the key. Looks out to the corner on the right side. Give it off there to Schmeichel up top, and it's Eisman. Eisman throws up the three. In and out, no good. Right there with the rebound and putback is Ashton Fitzer. 5-3, Mulbridge-Pollock on top, 6-12 left here in the first period. Here come the Buffaloes, and it's Prince. Prince out front, giving off left side to Duffy. Duffy goes on the dribble all the way across the top of the perimeter. Now tries to reverse, goes inside, has to come back out with it. Prince now giving off to Teets. Teets will go on the dribble drive, back out to Duffy. Duffy from the left wing, finds over here on the right side Irving. Irving on the dribble drive, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Duffy goes back up off the window and good. Tied at 5. 5:41 left here in the first period. Tigers go on the attack, right side. Eisman give it off, and the baseline drive this time, and it is going to be kicked out of bounds by Stanley County. So the Tigers will inbound. They're going to have it just to the right of underneath their basket on the baseline, and it's going to be brought in way up top to Behealer. Behealer give it off to Bauer. Bauer left side outside. Goes inside now on the baseline. Give it off to Behealer. Back up top here, Schmeichel. Schmeichel puts a three, a partially blocked on the way out of his hands. And the loose ball is picked up by Duffy. Duffy will set up from the right side. Now give it off to Prince. Prince way, way out there. Brings it in a little bit closer. Now Duffy from the wing spot. Up to Prince. Now left side outside to Irving. Irving back over. It's Duffy. Duffy just off the top of the key. Give it back over to the left side from the wing on the baseline drive. Here's Irving. Up and good. 7-5 now our score. Buffalo's on top, back the other way, and leaving it on the rim this time is Eisman, and the rebound controlled by Mulbridge-Pollock. And here's a backdoor pass. Give it off to Fitzer. Fitzer comes back out, and now at the top of the key, it's Bauer. Bauer rises from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes out to Irving, and Irving will give it up to Prince in the backcourt. 7-5. Buffalo's on top. They've got the ball right now. Over to the left side now, in through the middle of the paint. In the corner, pass out, and a three-pointer on the way. Boom, right there. Dason Teets. 10-5 our score. Buffalo's on top, 4:11 left here in the first period. Tigers on the attack. Down in the corner, it's going to be Eisman. Eisman looks in, not much there. Give it out to Schmeichel. Schmeichel will go on the dribble. Now bring it into the wing. Now he'll stop and pop. 15, no, 18-footer, no good. Rebound comes out to Behealer. Back out to Eisman. Eisman loses it for a moment. Picked up by Schmeichel. Back over to Eisman. Eisman on the dribble drive now. Spins, brings it back out. It's going to be Fitzer. Fitzer goes up. It's good. No, they're going to say a traveling violation. Thought it was going to be the hoop and the harm, but they say traveling. So the Buffaloes get it back. Irving gives it off to Prince. Prince coming out of the backcourt. He'll cross the time stripe. Right side. Give it off to Duffy. Duffy goes on the baseline. Rises from 15. No good. Rebound comes out. Eisman. Eisman looks down court now. He's going to take it himself to the top of the key. Drop it off to Bauer left side. Bauer will drop it into the corner. Back to Eisman. Now here's Fitzer. Sitzer giving off to Schmeichel right side. Bauer now. Bauer looking for somebody to pop open underneath. Not much there. He'll go on the baseline. Turn around, put the shot up. No good. Rebound comes out to Irving. Irving will give it off to Prince. Prince will bring it through the backcourt. He'll cross the time stripe. Set up from the left side. Now top of the key. Goes on the dribble drive. Into the corner it comes to Teets. And Teets will go from the baseline drive. Fadeaway up and good. And it's 12-5 now. Tigers are ice cold. And this is Bauer. Bauer top of the key. Bauer on the drive. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul before the shot. Foul is going to go against Irving. That'll be his first. Caden Heason will check into the lineup. The senior at 6'2". And I'm trying to find the number for the other guy that checked in there. Right now, Tigers on the attack. Here's Bauer out there on the left side. He's got the ball knocked out of his hands and stolen away by Prince. Up ahead to Duffy. Duffy up off the window and good. Timeout called by the Mobridge Pollock bench. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. It is 14-5. Buffalo's on top of Tigers. We'll be back in 30, Star 99.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
.225 left here in the first quarter. Timeout taken by the Mobridge Pollock bench. They're down right now to Stanley County, and it's 14-5. Michael Wald comes into the ball game. Also coming in there is going to be Shane Henderson for the Tigers. Henderson give it off to Behealer. Back out top. Three-pointer on the way. Jackson Eisman, no good. And on the rebound, there's going to be a whistle and a foul, and I think it's going to be the first one for the 6'3 freshman, Shane Henderson. That'll be his first team foul for the Tigers. Buffaloes go on the attack, and it's going to be Prince out of the backcourt, across the stripe, right side, give it off to Duffy. Duffy looks back up top. Prince now into the hands of Brock Zeeb, the sophomore at 6'2". He was the other person that checked into the lineup. Now it's going to be Duffy on the drive, up off the window and good. And it's 16-5 now. And it's Buffaloes on top. Here's a three on the way by Fitzer. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped around and controlled by the Buffaloes. Prince back down at the other end, puts it up and good. 18-5 now our score. And it's the Buffaloes on top. Left side of the top of the K, Behealer. Give it out now, and it's going to be in the hands of Fitzer. Turn around three. Boom, right there. Fitzer, the only person on the team right now to score for Mobridge Pollock. He's got all eight of their points. And it's 18-8, and it is the Buffaloes on top. Prince, way outside, wants to set something up as Mobridge Pollock goes into the 2-3 zone. Here's a dribble drive to the basket. Zeeb, and he is going to get caught traveling. So he picked up his dribble and tried to pass and shoot at the same time. Tigers will get the ball. And it's going to be this time going to work with it. Eisman. Eisman goes into the right side. Give it off to Fitzer. Here's Henderson way out there on top. Now Eisman in the corner. Give it off to Wald. Wald, turn around three. And it's going to be off the back edge. No good. Rebound is brought down by two players. And Prince comes. Oh, Duffy actually comes out with it. Duffy will give it off to Prince. 29 seconds left here in the quarter. And it's a 10-point lead for Stanley County. So Prince way out there at the time stripe. Nobody out there to defend him. 2 seconds difference from the shot clock and the game clock. 9 seconds on the game clock, 8 seconds. Now here's Prince. Prince goes down to the baseline, fires one up, no good. Rebound is going to be fought for And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow belongs to Mobridge Pollock. Only 0.7 seconds on the clock. Ricardo Garcia, Kilby Olson, and Caden Montana, all three come in for this 0.7 seconds of the first quarter. Inbounds comes in, and a shot that wasn't even close. After one, on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, it is the Buffaloes 18, the Tigers 8. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the second quarter right here on Star 99.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mobridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At McQuillan Swanson Dental, we understand. We understand the nervousness, the edginess, the fear that takes over. And that's why when you sit down in the chair, you can't have a better friend than the one you'll have at McQuillan Swanson Dental. Our dentists understand your apprehension. That's why you're their first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our dentists will take every precaution to make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. McQuillan Swanson Dental in Mobridge. Your smile, our success.
Well, here we go. The Stanley County team at the 10-point lead coming into the second quarter. And it's going to be Buffaloes with the basketball. Prince looks over to the left side. Give it off there to Titsy. I've been saying his name wrong all night long. Titsy. Titsy will give it off and into the hands this time of Irving. Irving looks underneath now. Titsy goes up and under with the finger roll. No good. Rebound is tipped around, and it's going to be last touch by the Tigers on the way out of bounds. So Stanley County will inbound, and they're going to have it on the baseline towards the corner left of underneath the basket. Inbounds comes into Prince. Prince fires up the long three. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped around. There's going to be a whistle and a foul, and I think Scott is going to pick this one for the player control foul. It is Scott. That'll be his first second team foul for the Buffaloes. Pretty clean so far in this first half. Michael Wald will bring it up the court for the Tigers, cross the time stripe. He's going to look for somebody to pop open. Now it's going to be in the hands of Eisman. Eisman give it up, and Fitzer, top of the key. Fitzer looks back over to Wald. Wald will go on the dribble and now bring it in a little bit closer to the baseline. Give it up there to Behealer, up top now, and in the hands of Eisman. Now here is Fitzer for three, and this one's going to be off the mark. No good. Behealer with the rebound. Falls down. Give it off to Wald, and Wald is going to come into Henderson. Henderson puts the shot up. No good. Rebound comes out to Scott, and the Buffaloes coming back this way. 18-8 our score right now. Stanley County on top. Buffaloes on the attack. Prince way, way out there waiting for somebody to pop out and give him a screen. Got one. Now give it off. And Irving will put the three on the way. No good. And the rebound is going to be tipped around right into the hands of the Buffaloes. So once again, Prince holds it about his chest level up there at the center circle. Now give it off to Irving. Left side way, way out there. Here's Duffy. Top of the key. Back over to Prince. Now when it comes to Scott. Scott surrounded. And he's going to put the shot up and good. Strand Scott with his first basket, and it's 20-8 now. Buffalo's on top. Here come the Tigers. Way down there on the block, it's going to be Behealer back out to Michael Wald. Now into the high paint, back over to the right side. From Henderson to Eisman. Eisman give it back to Henderson. Henderson working on the block. Looks back outside, going to give it off to Wald. 12 on the shot clock, 10 on the shot clock. It's going to be Wald. And Wald will give it off, and he'll get it right back again. 3 seconds on the shot clock, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Henderson and Bauer, or Henderson and Eisman are going to check out. Bauer and Schmeichel back in for Mobridge Pollock. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounds comes in. Now Wald puts up the long three. Boom! He got it! And it's 20-11 now. And a big momentum boost for Mobridge Pollock. As the Buffaloes go back to work, Duffy inside, back out to Prince. Prince on the dribble drive, and there is going to be a whistle and a foul. Michael Wald will pick up his first. Second team foul. So Titsy will bring it in from in front of the Mobridge Pollock bench. Ends up in the hands of Duffy. Now over to Prince. Prince way, way out there. Will back it out a couple of steps, almost to the center circle, as a matter of fact. Now give it off to Irving. Irving right side outside. And almost a steal as Brady Bauer was jumping as high as he could to get a handle on that one and go the other way. It goes out of bounds, and Stanley County will get it back. Good effort. Prince now right side. Give it off to Irving. Irving looks inside to Scott. Scott is going to have to come back out. Titsy now into the hands of Duffy. Duffy comes into about 9 feet. Puts a shot up, no good. Behealer right there with a rebound. Now into the hands of Fitzer. Fitzer looks down in the corner. It's Wald, and Wald is going to be tied up. It's going to be a jump ball. Tigers will get the possession arrow. They're going to inbound from the corner on the baseline, and Fitzer will send it up. Give it off to Wald. Now over it comes to Behealer. Up top to Wald again. He'll go on the dribble around the perimeter. Now inside the paint. Back out to Bauer. Bauer looks in, and it's going to be Schmeichel. Schmeichel trying to give it off, and it's going to be stolen away by Duffy. Up ahead it comes to Titsy, and he'll go inside. No good on the shot. Scott with the rebound. He'll put it back up. He can't get it to go. This time the rebound's kicked into the hands of Fitzer. Up ahead to Bauer, and Bauer is going to lose a handle on it as it goes out of bounds. So the Buffalo basketball, they're going to have it in front of the scorer's table. 4:17 left here in the first half, 20-11. And it is Stanley County on top right now. Way out there now, right side. Into the corner it comes, and a three on the way. Hit the standard. I think that's out of bounds. Possession arrow belongs to Stanley County. And they'll inbound just to the left of underneath their own basket. Comes into Duffy. Puts one up. No good. Rebound comes out to Behealer. And now the race is on. It's going to be Bauer. Bauer give it off. And a nice pump fake by Wald. He turns around. Puts it up in. Good. 20-13 now. Buffalo's on top. They've got the basketball. Timeout called by the Buffalo bench. 3:45 until halftime. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. And we're going to take 30. Come right back. Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Coming out of the timeout, Buffalo's lead 20-13 with 3:45 left here in the first half. And it's going to be Buffalo basketball. Prince, way, way out there. Going to bring it a little bit closer now. Gavin, Irvin. Irvin give it back over to Prince. Now it's Titsy inside to Scott. Scott leans back, puts one up and good. 22 now to 13. And it's Stanley County on top. Mobridge Pollock with the basketball. Here's Bauer, top of the key on the dribble. Inside, Holden Eisman, and he has the ball stripped out of his hands. Stolen away, and then Fitzer steals the ball right back. And the possession arrow, he gets tied up. Possession arrow belongs to Mobridge Pollock. So Fitzer will set up the inbound just to the left of underneath his own basket. Inbounds to Schmeichel, and a nice backdoor pass. Schmeichel puts it up off the window, and good. 22-15 now. Buffalo's on top. They've got the basketball. Prince over on the right side. Tietze now up top. It comes to Irving. Back over to Prince. Prince just off the top of the key. Inside to Duffy. Back out it comes, and it's Irving. Irving back out. Duffy throws up the three. Boom! Right there. Now back to a 10-point lead, 25-15. Buffalo's on top. Tigers with the basketball. Here's Behiler. Behiler goes on the dribble drive. Now gives it off to Holden Eisman. Holden on down the middle. Puts a shot up. He's fouled. Foul's going to go against Tietze. That'll be his first. Holden Eisman going to check up there with a couple of foul shots. Puts the first one up. It rattles around, no good. Eisman, the junior, at 5'10". Caden Heason and Brock Zeeb check in for Stanley County. Coming back in there is going to be Jackson Eisman for the Tigers. Second one, no good as well. Off the right side, rebound comes out to Stanley County. They go back to work. Prince, way, way outside. Now give it off to Irving. Irving is going to be just over on the right side. Now the ball stolen away. Here's Ashton Fitzer on the breakaway. Puts it up off the window. Good. 25-17, down to an 8-point lead. And it is the Buffaloes on top. They've got the basketball. Prince now. Prince gets double-teamed out there, tries to get something going there, and the ball is going to be knocked around and stolen away for a moment by Fitzer. Then it's a loose ball, and on the play, Jackson Eisman, falling forward, runs into one of the Buffalo players. He gets the foul. Just the 13th foul for Mobridge Pollock with 1:49 left here in the first half. 25-17. It's Stanley County on top. Here's Prince. Prince goes right side. Give it off there to Tietze. Tietze down in the corner to Duffy. Back to Tietze. He'll go into the basket. Up, no good. Rebound by this time Heason, and he is fouled from behind. Thane Behiler is going to pick up the foul. So it's going to be at the stripe, Heason, right there. The first one is good. Heason will step up for the second one, try to make this a 10-point game again. With this one on its way, it's right there. 27-17 with 1:30 left here in the first half. Second quarter action for Mobridge Pollock High School. Here's Fitzer, top of the key, three on the way, in and out, no good. Schmeichel with the rebound. His shot is going to be blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Behiler. Behiler puts it up, and good. 27-19 now. Buffalo's on top. They've got the basketball, and it's Prince across the stripe. Give it off right side, Tietze, now out to Prince. Prince looking for a little bit of daylight. Now Duffy. Duffy's going to go down the middle. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped and last touch by the Buffaloes on the way out of bounds. Tiger basketball. Under a minute left here. 50 seconds, as a matter of fact. And Gavin Irving is going to check back into the lineup for Stanley County. Tigers on the attack. Jackson Eisman. Give it off to Holden Eisman over there on the right side. Back up top now, and it is going to be Fitzer. Fitzer looks in now. Give it off to Schmeichel. Schmeichel now inside it comes, and it's Behiler. And Behiler is going to be hammered. Tietze's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his second. He'll come off the floor. Checking in there is going to be Ricardo Garcia, the 6-foot senior. Tigers to inbound. Inbounds comes in. Holden Eisman. He'll go on the baseline, put one up, and they're going to say an offensive foul against Holden Eisman. That'll be his first. 15 foul against the Tigers, but 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. Buffaloes not in a big hurry. Here's Irving out there on the left side as they spread the floor out. Irving give it off now to Prince. Prince stands out there way out there, 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Prince on the dribble now, picked up by Jackson Eisman. Prince now 7 seconds, may have waited too long. Duffy, give it back to Prince. Prince will throw up the shot, no good. Rebound, and that's it at halftime. Our score, it is the Buffaloes 27, and it is the Tigers 19. On your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Star 99.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, just different. My owner took me through the automatic car wash at Oahe Wash, and I've never been so clean.
So why are you so fidgety?
It not only leaves my outside squeaky clean and shiny, but it took care of my every nook and cranny underneath, too.
You mean even the tailpipe?
Yep, even the tailpipe.
Get your car clean from bottom to top with the automatic car wash, or use their manual wash and do it yourself at Oahe Car Wash in Mobridge.
Ooh, this feels great.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant, and if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Luthick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine, and for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Great Western Bank in Mobridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way. From everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mobridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. To make an appointment, call 845-7222. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Well, welcome back, and viewers back home are getting a special treat. The Mobridge Pollock Spirit Dance Team performing here at halftime, and pretty fantastic, actually. Let's take a look at scoring, first of all, for the Tigers right now. Ashton Fitzer's got 10 points, 2 for Trench Michael, 5 points right now for Michael Wald, and 2 points for Thane Behealer. No real foul trouble to talk about. I mean, Jackson Eisman, Michael Wald, Shane Henderson, and Holden Eisman each have one. On the other side of the ball, Lathan Prince right now with 5 points. Cormac Duffig with 9. 4 points for Strand Scott. 2 points for Gavin Irvin. 5 points for Dason Tietze. And 2 points for Caden Heason. The only foul trouble over there is Teason, right? Or Tietze has 2 fouls. Everybody else in pretty good shape. It was a clean first half. And so it'll be exciting to see what teams come out here out of the locker room and if they will have a little bit rougher part of this. Anyway, we'll see. Anyway, halftime stat sheet brought to you by the good folks at the Cahill Bauer and Associates. And with that in mind, let's hear from them right now and also take a two-minute break right here on Star 99.
Hey, it's just about tax time. Do you have your tax papers together yet? Take your corporate farm or ranch papers to my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates, and he will help plan your taxes before the end of the year and prepare them for your best return because he's smart. If you need accounting services, he can do that too, or give them to one of his other smart accountants. Call my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates and tell him Bentley sent you.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Winter weather is hard on your paint and underbody of your vehicle. At Owyhee Car Wash in Mulbridge, we want to help you take care of your vehicle with our new automatic car wash bays on West Grand Crossing. Choose from our touchless or soft touch wash to make your vehicle look great both underneath and outside. Keeping your car clean helps prolong the value too. Owyhee Car Wash is proud to sponsor the sports broadcast and grateful we can serve you.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Well, welcome back. What a show put on by the Mobridge Pollock cheer dance team. And that was your halftime entertainment. Right now, they're all concentrating on their bingo cards as bingo is going on right now. Just a reminder, the Star 99 Sports Microphone will be in Stanley County on Thursday night. I'll be there. And I have a feeling it's going to be a lot like this. We'll start probably at 6, but you never know. I walked in here thinking it was going to be a normal start, half hour early. Friday night is going to be a full hour early. So, again, that one is going to start with the varsity boys at 5:30, and then the girls to follow. And then Saturday we are going to be all the way down in Red Cloud, and the broadcast will be on there. That's a trip. That's almost to Nebraska. But we'll have the play-by-play for the rest of this week, and then we get started next week with some regions going on and some boys basketball. The boys still have to make the trip over to Shine Eagle Butte. They still have Belfouche. Belfouche coming over. And so that'll end the regular season for the boys with Belfouche. And then we get into the regions there. But the girls' region starts next week. So with that in mind, we are at halftime, still playing bingo. Let's take a minute and a half and come back. It's 27-19, and it is Stanley County on top here at halftime. We'll be back in 90 seconds, Star 99.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mulbridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When looking for dental care, trust the team at McQuillan Swanson Dental to take care of your entire family's dental needs. Whether it's a checkup, whitening, or cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Mark McQuillan and Dr. Tom Swanson can make sure your dental work is done efficiently and affordable at McQuillan Swanson Dental. To learn more about our facility or schedule an appointment, give us a call at 845-7222 at McQuillan Swanson Dental, here for all of your family's dental needs.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Well, you know what? Sometimes more than one person wins a bingo, and I think four people won it. Four people won bingo. How does that happen? Anyway, here we go. Thanks to MDU. The second half possession arrow belongs to MDU and also Stanley County. They lead 27-19. We get into the second half. Here we go. Lathan Prince on the dribble. Give it out there, right side, outside. It's going to be Irving. Irving give it back over to Prince from the left side. Three on the way, and it's off the front edge. No good. Brady Bauer gets the rebound and wants to start the break. The defense caught up to him. They'll set up the half-court game. Inside pass comes in to Behealer, and then he gives it a backdoor pass, and it's going to be in the hands this time of Fitzer. Fitzer can't get the roll. Leaves it on the rim. Now gets it back. He goes back up with it. Shot blocked. Now Behealer comes inside the paint, puts one up, no good. Rebound this time comes out to Tietze. Tietze will give it off, and here comes Prince back the other way. Lathan give it off to Tietze, right side, outside. One dribble back into the hands this time of Irving. Irving give it inside, Duffy back to Irving. Now Tietze down in the corner, goes on the baseline drive. Skip pass over to the corner. It comes, and it's going to be Prince rising up from 18, no good. Schmeichel right there with a rebound, and here come the Tigers back the other way. Fitzer. Fitzer comes top of the key, give it off to Schmeichel. Into the corner it comes, and it's going to be Eisman. Back out to Schmeichel. Now into the hands of Behealer. Behealer give it off to Bauer. Bauer from the left side, out there on the wing. Now here is going to be Eisman. Eisman, dribble drive, puts one up. It's right there. Jackson Eisman starts the second half scoring and makes it 27-21 now. Stanley County still on top. Left side, way out there is Tietze. He'll go on the dribble now, try to come inside with a pass. It's stolen away, and the numbers, it's a three-on-two break, and Schmeichel is going to be fouled out front. Tietze is going to pick up the foul. That's his uh-oh foul. That's number three on him, so he'll come out. Brock Zeba will come in, the sophomore at 6'2". Fitzer to inbound and looking for somebody to pop open. Into the corner it comes. It's Eisman. Eisman back out to Fitzer. Now in it comes. Back out again. Eisman now to Bauer. Bauer wants to penetrate. Now give it off, and it's going to be Behealer. Back outside. Into the hands this time of Schmeichel. To Bauer. Bauer goes on the dribble around the top of the perimeter. Now is trying to give it off inside. Throws it into the hands that time of Strand Scott. So the Buffalo's coming back the other way. Way out there is going to be Duffy. Now here's a three, almost NBA range. On the way, no good. That time by Irving, and the rebound and the fast break coming back the other way. As Brady Bauer takes it right down the middle, he is fouled. And Brock Zeeb is going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Two shots coming up. Brady Bauer steps up. First one on its way. Back edge. No good. He'll have another shot at it. Try to make one out of two up there. As he takes a couple of dribbles on its way, it's right there. He gets one out of two up there and makes it now 27-22. Down to a five-point lead for Stanley County. 5:37 left here in the third quarter. Buffalo's on the attack. Way out there on the right side is going to be Irving. Irving give it off to Duffy. Now Duffy trying to give it back to Prince. Trying to throw it over the top of the defense. Ends up throwing at the top of everybody and out of bounds. Tigers to inbound in the backcourt. And the inbounds comes in. It's going to be Brady Bauer. Bauer goes on the attack. Right side hands it off there and into the hands of Eisman. Now Fitzer, top of the key. Pitts are looking for some help. Goes to Schmeichel, left side, outside. Now Behealer on the block, working against Scott. Puts a hook shot up, no good. Rebound comes out this time to Cormac Duffy. Duffy give it off to Prince. Prince cross the stripe, now top of the key. Looks back over to the right side, give it off to Irving. Irving goes on the dribble a couple of times. He gets in a trap situation. Now in the hands of Zeeb over there, and Duffy. Duffy goes to the baseline, brings it back out. Prince open for three. Top of the key, no good. Fred Iron, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul against, I think, Mobridge Pollock on the rebound. Ashton Fitzer will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Star 99, KOLY-FM, Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Stanley County gets the inbound, and Prince will back it out a couple of steps. Now give it up. Duffy rises for three. No good. Rebound comes out to Fitzer. Fitzer wants to push. Has people up in front of him. Now takes it through the middle of the paint. Loses the handle there, and there's going to be a timeout called by the Mobridge-Pollock bench. 30-second timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. It's 27-22, and it is Stanley County on top, back in 30, Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Coming out of the timeout, 4:29 left here in the third quarter. It's 27-22, and a very defensive game so far. And it's Stanley County on top, Tigers with the basketball. Eisman, give it up to Fitzer, top of the key, high paint, give it off to Behealer, back to Eisman. Eisman, give it back out. Here's a three on the way by Bauer, and it's way off the mark. Scott gets the rebound, and he'll give it out. It's going to be Duffy to Prince. Prince, top of the key. Prince will bring it back out, set up the half-court game. They spread the offense out. Now Irving. Irving give it off, and it's Zeeb. Zeeb left side to Duffy. Duffy spins, goes on the dribble. Now give it off to Prince, left side outside. 14 on the shot clock. Inside pass is going to be stolen away, and it's picked up this time by Behealer. Behealer trying to get it out to Brady Bauer, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Stanley County. Bauer's going to check out of the lineup. Wald will check in for Mobridge Pollock. Fitzer to inbound. Comes into Wald. Wald way, way out there. And now give it off to Eisman. Eisman closer to the right wing. Up top, Fitzer now. Fitzer looks over to Schmeichel. Schmeichel in the corner. Now underneath it comes, and it's going to be Eisman. Eisman's trying to throw it off of a foot to get the ball away, and it's stolen. Down the other end, and up there, pump fake up and good, is going to be Cormac Duffy. His fifth basket, and it's now 29-22. Stanley County on top, 3:19 left here in the third quarter. Here comes Michael Wald. He'll rise from the high paint, no good. Duffy with the rebound, and it's going to be Stanley County coming back the other way. Through the backcourt to the left wing, and now inside the paint is going to be Prince. Prince trying to give it off to Zeeb, and a little bit too far out in front of him as it gets into the first row of the student section. Dason Tietze will check back into the lineup. Checking out is going to be Zeeb. So the Tigers go on the attack. Top of the key, it's going to be in the hands. Now to the corner, and a shot by Schmeichel, no good. Fight for the rebound, and there's going to be a little player control foul. Irving's going to pick up his second foul. And Wald will set up the inbound from the baseline. Comes in. Now into the hands of Behealer. Behealer give it off to Wald. Wald will give it off to this time Schmeichel, then Fitzer. Fitzer with a nice pump fake goes up off the window and good. Back to a five-point lead, 29-24, with 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Prince coming back the other way. Give it off to Irving now on the baseline. And here's the shot going to be up by Duffy. No good. Rebound comes out, and the Tigers want to push. Here's Wald. Wald up off the glass on the stop and pop, and it's right there. Three-point lead now, 29-26. Buffalo's on top. They've got the basketball. Irving way out there. Tietze will give it off, and it's going to be in the hands of Duffy. Duffy give it off to Prince. Prince, couple of dribbles inside the paint. Gets away with a travel there. Give it off to Duffy. Now back out Prince. Long three on the way. Back edge. No good. And actually, it hit hard off the iron. Went up and hit one of the cables, and that's out of bounds. 29-26. Stanley County on top. 1:48 left here in the third quarter. Mulbridge Pollock with the basketball. Eisman breaks a time barrier. Give it off. And it's going to be Behealer. Into the corner it comes. And a three on the way, no good. And the rebound is going to be fought for. And last touch by Stanley County on the way out of bounds. So, Michael Wald will set up the inbound. Inbounds comes out. Behealer way, way out there. Now in the hands of Eisman. Eisman goes on the dribble drive. Needs some help. Give it to Schmeichel. Schmeichel out there on the wing. Back over to Eisman. Eisman goes on the dribble a couple of times now, trying to give it off to Wald in the corner. It's stolen away, and then Stanley County wants to run. Here's Prince. Prince with a pass underneath, and a deflection goes right into the hands of Tietze, and the ball is tipped around a couple of times. Last touch by the Tigers on the way out of bounds. Stanley County will inbound. They're going to have it just to the left of underneath their own basket. Inbounds comes into Duffy. Duffy, turnaround right there. Timeout called by the Mobridge Pollock bench with 1:06 left here in the third quarter. It is 31-26, and it is Stanley County on top. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Back in 30, star 99.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
So the Tigers are going to get the basketball in the backcourt after the timeout. 1:06 left here, and it's 31-26. Buffalo's on top. This is the third quarter. Eisman give it off. Wald for three, and it's off the back edge. No good. Rebound comes out this time to Brock Zeeb. He'll give it off to Prince, and Prince will bring it back the other way. Set up from outside the top of the key. Give it off to Irving. Irving back over to Prince. Right side outside. Long three on the way. Boom, right there. Lathan Prince hits from way downtown. And it's 34-26 now. It's up to the Tigers now with 28 seconds left to see if they can get back in this one. Nice pass. This time from Behealer underneath to Schmeichel. And Schmeichel is fouled on the way up. Foul's going to go against Zeeb. That'll be his second. That's going to put Schmeichel up there. He's got two shots coming up. First one on its way. Front edge, no good. Tietze will come back in there, and Zeeb will have a seat on the bench for Stanley County. Schmeichel back up there. Second of two on the way, and it's right there. 34-27 now. 20 seconds left until the fourth quarter. And Buffalo's leading by seven right now. 34-27. Prince with the basketball. Give it off to Duffy. Down in the corner. Here's a three on the way by Irving. No good. Michael Wall gets the rebound. 3 seconds on the clock. He'll put one up. And it's going to be way off the mark. So after three on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, it is 34 for the Buffaloes, and 27 for the Tigers. We will be back in 60 seconds for the last 8 minutes of basketball right here on Star 99.
Ooh, Herbie, you look so handsome.
It's because my owner takes me to the Oahe Car Wash and makes me look great.
And you do. My owner washes me himself in the driveway.
You should take your owner to the Oahe Car Wash. You won't have to drag around hoses, soap, or nothing. All he has to do is slide his debit card or put in cash, and it'll take half the time.
Whether you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy and like to wash your car yourself, or prefer the convenience of an automated car wash, Oahe Car Wash is here to serve you.
I can't wait to see you.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Luthick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine. And for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
.34-27 the score as we get into the fourth quarter. Stanley County with a 7-point lead. And they come out there with Titsy, also out there Irving, Prince, also out there Scott and Duffy. Tigers come out on the floor. It's going to be Jackson Eisman, also out there is Wald, Bauer, Behealer, and Fitzer. Behealer gets the ball at the high paint. Now over to the corner. Back up top. Fitzer ends up with it. Now Wald. Wald puts it inside the high paint this time, and it's going to be Behealer. Behealer give it back out, and it's going to be Bauer. Bauer pulls up, free throw line, no good. Rebound comes out this time to Titsy. He'll give it back out to this time Duffy. Duffy crosses the stripe, give it back out to Irving. Irving sets up the offense from about 20 feet off the top of the key. Right side outside, give it out there to Titsy. Titsy to the top of the key. Now Irving from the high paint goes on the drive. Puts one up. It's right there. Duffy's got his seventh basket of the ball game, and it's 36 now to 27. 9-point lead for the Buffaloes. And out there on the left side, there's going to be a traveling violation. Go against Mobridge Pollock and a turnover. So the Buffaloes will get it from the far side, and the inbounds is going to come in to Prince. Lathan Prince crosses the stripe now, works it way out there on the left side, gets a pick, now goes to Irving in the corner. Duffy, now Duffy goes on the dribble drive, puts it up off the window, good. Duffy split the defense on the way to the basket, 38 now to 27. Buffalo's on top, 6:40 left here in the ball game. Here come the Tigers. Behealer at the high paint now, drops it into Eisman in the corner. Eisman goes on the dribble, and his shot is blocked. And Behealer gets the loose ball, picks it up, puts it back in. There's going to be a whistle on the play on the rebound. And the foul's going to go against Irving. Irving will pick up the uh-oh foul. That's number three on him. That also means the Tigers will inbound just to the right of underneath their own basket. Inbounds a set, comes into the corner, and it's going to be Eisman. Eisman back out to Bauer. Bauer into the corner and into the hands this time of Fitzer. Fitzer goes on the drive, no good. Rebound comes out to Duffy, and Duffy will give it up in the backcourt. Here comes Prince. Prince will walk it across the time stripe, slowing down the tempo. It's been the story of tonight's game. Prince gave it off to Irving. Irving to Duffy. Duffy in the corner. Back out it comes to Irving. Irving way out there on the right side. Comes up a little bit closer. Now it's going to be Duffy on the baseline. Stop and pop. Nine-footer. No good. Rebound. And on the play, there's going to be a foul. That is going to go against Duffy. That'll be his first. Tigers will get the ball in the backcourt, and Brady Bauer will bring it up ahead. Cross the stripe. Now go to the right side, and it's going to be Fitzer. Back to Bauer. Bauer now give it off and going to work with it is Wald. Wald with a nice pass inside. And now he gets it right back. Top of the key, three on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. It's loose on the floor. Bodies all over the place. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow belongs to Stanley County, and they'll inbound in the backcourt. Going to work with it is going to be Lathan Prince. 5:12 left here in the ballgame, 38-27. Stanley County on top. Prince, top of the key, over to Irving. Back over to Prince. Prince now into the high paint. It comes to Duffy. Duffy looks out, and it's Titsy going on the dribble drive. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped out into the hands of Michael Wald. Wald will come back this way. Set up top of the key now, try to give it off to the right side. And Prince is going to step in front of the ball, knock it out of bounds. Schmeichel will check in, and Wald will come out of the ball game for the Tigers. Inbounds is set. It's going to come in to Behealer. Behealer goes on the dribble. Now down in the corner it comes, and it's going to be Eisman. Back out to Schmeichel. Schmeichel spins inside the paint, puts one up, no good. Rebound to Titsy, and Titsy will give it off, and Prince will bring it out of the backcourt. 38-27, 11-point lead right now with 4:27 left here in the ballgame. Stanley County on top. Prince way out there. Titsy now right side on the wing. He'll go on the dribble, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go against Brady Bauer. That'll be his first. So Stanley County will bring it in, but not until after this timeout. Timeout called by the Mobridge-Pollock bench. 38-27, Buffalo is on top, 4:16 left in the ballgame. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. We'll be back in 60, Star 99.
Great Western Bank in Mobridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way. From everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow, we are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mulbridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Matson, remember, you've got a dental appointment after school today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sure glad I go to the McClellan Swanson Dental. I have friends that hate to go to the dentist.
Why do you like them?
When I go, they're so nice, so I'm not scared at all. They tell me what they're doing, so I feel very comfortable. If your kids need a dental checkup, call my friends at McClellan Swanson Dental in Mulbridge. They're the best dentists around.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and...
Hey, welcome back here. Well, there is going to be a whistle and a foul on the inbound, and Brady Bauer will pick it up, his second. Stanley County to inbound, and it's going to come into Duffy, back into the hands of Prince. Left side outside, Titsy, now up top to Irving. Irving looks for somebody to pop loose underneath. Not much going on underneath tonight. Backing it up is going to be Prince. Prince is going to go to the top of the key, pull up for three. And it's boom right there. And it is going to be the steal on the other way. Stanley County with the lead. They've got the ball back after the steal. And Mulbridge Pollock's going to throw a little pressure in the backcourt. And a long pass is going to be picked up by Behealer. Behealer give it off to Bauer. Bauer goes up and right there. And again, Mulbridge Pollock going to throw that backcourt pressure on right now. 41-29. And there's a traveling violation in the backcourt. And a timeout called by the Stanley County bench. 41-29. And it is Stanley County on top. 3:05 left here in the ball game, and it's a full timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Let's take 60, two ads, and we'll be back right here on Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Here we go. The Tigers are going to have the basketball on the far side and come in with it. Jackson Eisman. And the Tigers are going to have to pick up the tempo a little bit with 2:59 left here. From the corner, Michael Wald, three, no good. And the rebound, it is going to be in the hands that time of Titsy. And Behealer knocks it away. And it goes out of bounds. Now the officials are going to talk it over and discuss who actually touched the ball last on the way out of bounds. So Stanley County going to get the ball. Inbounds is set, comes in to Prince. Prince, pressure in the backcourt. On the dribble now, and it's going to be Prince crossing the time stripe, which Michael right on top of him. He'll go down the middle of the paint, and his shot is going to be no good. Scott with the rebound, and he is going to lean back, put it up, no good. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul, and who's it going to go on? It's going to go on this time Ashton Fitzer. He'll pick up his second. And so Strand Scott will step up to the charity stripe. Two shots coming up. Try to add to the lead with 2:37 left here. Strand shots first one. Back edge, no good. 41-29. Buffalo's on top. Second one on its way. It's right there. He gets one out of two up there. Make it 42-29 now. And it is Stanley County on top. Wald, give it up top now to Eisman as the Tigers go on the attack. Eisman goes through the middle of the paint, puts a shot up, no good. Now it's going to be inside to Behealer. Behealer leans in, puts it up and good, and he's going to go to the line. Foul's going to go against Prince. That'll be his first. Behealer with the hoop and the harm foul, and he'll come up there one shot only. Takes a deep breath. Couple of dribbles now, eyes it, fires it, no, off the front edge, no good. And so 42-31, Stanley County on top with 2:13 left here in the ball game, and there's going to be an offensive foul against the Buffaloes, and this one is going to go against Irving. Irving picks up his fourth. Tigers go on the attack, and it's going to be Eisman, top of the key. Eisman goes into the right side, giving off to Fitzer. Step back three on the way, no good. And Prince right there with the rebound. Prince out of the backcourt, and he is going to be fouled. Foul this time is going to go against Schmeichel. That'll be his first. 15 foul. And so Stanley County will have to inbound from the far side. Inbounds is going to come in to Prince. Prince goes on the dribble. coming out of the backcourt, and there's going to be more fouls going on. This is going to be Schmeichel again. That'll be his second. Sixth team foul. And there's debris on the floor over there. The referee is going to kick it out of the way before they'll let the ball come inbounds. And it's going to be Prince with the inbound. And Schmeichel has picked up the uh-oh foul. Here the last three plays, Schmeichel has picked up three fouls. That's going to put Fritz at the charity stripe. Prince, I'm sorry, up there shooting the one-and-one. Got to make the first one to get to the second one. Sets himself up. Three dribbles. Now eyes it, fires it, and it's right there. 43-31. And trying to make it 44 for Stanley County is Prince. Three dribbles on its way, and it's right there as well. So the score now is Stanley County 44, Mobridge Pollock 31. With 1:48 left here in the ball game. On the dribble drive, it is Jackson Eisman, and he goes up for the rebound. It's stolen right out of his hands by Irving. Now Prince coming back the other way. Prince crosses the stripe, shadowed out there by Schmeichel. Prince at about the time stripe now, way, way out there, looking for help. Going to give it off to Irving, actually Duffy. Duffy on the dribble. Duffy top of the key. Now back out to the center circle. It's Prince. Nine on the shot clock. Prince will go into the corner this time. This is Irving, and Irving is going to have the ball knocked out of his hands, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul on the play. Michael Wald will pick up his second foul, and Gavin Irving will check up there for the first time tonight to the charity stripe. 109 left here in the ball game. First one by Irving is going to be no good. And rebound is going to be tipped right out to him. So they'll give it out front, give it off to Prince, and then Prince is going to be fouled. 102 left here in the ball game. Prince headed back up to the charity stripe. Jackson Eisman picks up his second foul. Lathan Prince at the stripe, trying to add to the lead for Stanley County right now. On its way, first one is good. 45-31, trying to make it 46 with this free throw right here. Second one is right there as well. 46-31, Stanley County on top with a minute left in the ball game. Tigers go on the attack. In the corner, a three on the way. Schmeichel, boom, right there. Trent Schmeichel hits a deep corner three, and a timeout called by the Mobridge Pollock bench. 46-34 with 51 seconds left in the ball game. Stanley County on top. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Back in 60, star 99.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, just different. My owner took me through the automatic car wash at Oahe Wash, and I've never been so clean.
So why are you so fidgety?
It not only leaves my outside squeaky clean and shiny, but it took care of my every nook and cranny underneath, too.
You mean even the tailpipe?
Yep, even the tailpipe.
Get your car clean from bottom to top with the automatic car wash, or use their manual wash and do it yourself at Oahe Car Wash in Mobridge.
Ooh, this feels great.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Coming out of the timeout, 46-34. Stanley County on top, 51 seconds left in the ballgame. And the Buffaloes will inbound in the backcourt. All kinds of pressure being applied. Inbounds comes into Prince. Prince is going to get trapped back there in a double team. Now up ahead it comes, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And this one's going on Irving. Well, actually, it's going to go against Jackson Eisman, who picks up his third, but it's going to send Irving down to the other end to shoot the free throws. Gavin is 0 for 1 tonight. 45 seconds left here. Stick around post game. We'll pick the Merkles Foods player of the game. First one off the front edge. No good. And it's double bonus time. So two shots coming up. This will be the second up two. Couple of dribbles puts it on its way. This one is off the back edge. No good. Michael Wald right there with the rebound. Wald brings it out of the backcourt. Sets up from the right side. Down on the corner comes Schmeichel. Schmeichel puts up the three. No good. Prince right there with the rebound. And the ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow belongs to Mobridge Pollock. Fitzer will set up the inbounds, and he'll have it right in front of his own bench. 46-34. Stanley County on top. 31 seconds left here in the ball game. Mobridge Pollock gets the ball. Here's Wald. Long three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it right there. And Michael Wald grabs the ball and throws it away. That's a delay of game. So it's not a foul. It's just a warning, but you let the ball hit the floor. Don't pick it up and try anything with it. Inbounds comes in. Titsy, give it off, and it's Duffy. Duffy in the backcourt. Gets surrounded back there. Now up ahead it comes, and it's going to be from Irving to Titsy, and that's going to do it. We're going to run the clock out. Final score is going to be the Stanley County Buffaloes, 46, the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, 36. And so with that in mind, we are going to take a quick 30-second timeout and hear from Merkles Foods. When we come back, we will award our Merkles Foods Player of the Game right here on Star 99.
Star 99 is bringing you high school sports action every week, and Merkles Foods is bringing you the Player of the Game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune in here to find out which games we are bringing you next. Or visit drgnews.com for scheduled details. Merkles Foods in Mulbridge, your proud sponsor of the Player of the Game on Star 99.
Well, you know what? I got to give the player of the game tonight to Thane Behealer stepping into the starting role tonight. And he didn't score a lot, but he didn't get a lot of opportunities. He did play great defense. He did have 2, 4, 6 points tonight. And so I'm going to give him player of the game. Not a lot of scoring for Mobridge Pollock at all. 36 points, that's a little bit of a drought. And so final score, once again, a 10-point lead for Stanley County, 46-36. And so with that in mind, we will say goodnight. We're going to be back in the action on Thursday night from Fort Pierre and the Stanley County Gymnasium. We'll have the live play-by-play. And we want to say thank you to our sponsors for the video, Key Insurance, Riverside Home Furnishing, City Mold College. The scoreboard all night long brought to you by Vision Care Associates. Final once again, 46-36. And it's Stanley County with the win. The halftime was brought to you by Cahill Bauer & Associates. In-game sponsors, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Kyle. Owyhee Car Wash. West River Telecommunications. Great Western Bank and McClellan Swanson Dental Office. Timeouts brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. The tip-off and the second-half possession brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. The Law in the Court was brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Starting lineups tonight were brought to you by Cass and Goodies of Mobridge. The Keys to Success brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. For Jordan Bauman and for Mary Schreier, I'm Andy Hsu. Good night.